You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, I got to tell you, I was just composing parts of the Mindbender Club mailer that's going to go out today. And I was putting in there a little piece about how Gretchen and I are. I told you that we dislike the same things. Well, apparently one of the things we both dislike is letting cleaning people slash maid service come to the house when the house looks bad.
Oh, sure.
So we are, mostly she, is going above and beyond to clean the house before the maid service shows up. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are not alone in that. I think there are a lot of people that way. But I actually had to laugh last night because they're showing up today, I don't know, at noon or something like that. And I had to laugh as I, you know, stood with hands on hips. I looked around. I go, my God, this house is spotless right now.
What are they going to clean?
And we've decided that it's a pride issue for us.
Yeah, you got to pick up your underpants. And
we don't like having anybody think. And it's not, the house is never a mess. You know, it's never filthy.
But you just don't want them to think that you are a full-on slob.
Yeah, so, you know, we straighten up around the sinks a little bit. They're going to be cleaning all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had cleaning people in a long time because of the quarantine. We've been a little concerned about it, but the way we finally approached Jeremy was, my God, they are cleaning people.
They are, and I'm sure they'll be in masks and gloves.
Yes,
and the whole nine.
I know
nine,
they will, because they're a cool company.
You'll be fine.
I mean, they inherently, you know, are there.
Clean is what they do.
Right. So after a while, you're like, I'm going to go back to stimulating the economy. We're going to hire them and have them come in and do that.
It's going to smell so nice.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait. There's something about cleaning solutions from cleaning companies that smells different from normal household
products.
That
industrial stuff, you know?
Something, but it's not overpowering. The ones that they use, it's so pleasant. I kind of want to ask, but I feel like I'm digging into their secret sauce a little bit. And they're probably like, no.
No. It's like a chef giving out their recipe, right? Like,
sir, to tell you, then there would be no cause for anyone
to
hire us.
We have to special order this, and yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's good. The scoop there. I'm a little concerned about you, my friend.
Why?
Because you're
Do I look a little pale?
You're about to drop major coin.
Do I look like I've been punched in the stomach a few times, Tom?
All right. I already knew you were spending a lot on your deck. What else was going on?
Yeah. We've talked about that. The deck was rotted. I had to rip out the deck. It was an unexpected expense this summer. It's going to cost us about, you know, 10 grand to put a new concrete pad in the backyard. So we're like, crap, it's a 10 grand summer, dang it.
That's a used car.
Well, now I can buy a new one. I kicked on the AC unit because it was getting kind of hot, and I went over to the side of the house because I heard it rattling. I hear fum, 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 fum. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
So I go look at the AC unit, and it's basically rattling off the little stand that it's on. So I get over there and I push it back on, and thum, 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 and it's going crazy. And I push it back on. I'm like, I gotta
shut
this thing off.
So it's like a washing machine that scoots around.
That's like off, you know, like not on balance. So I'm like, oh no, what's wrong with this thing? And it looks like the fan is kind of wobbling in there. So I'm like, well, let's get somebody out to look at it. So we do. Dude comes out, fires it up, and it's wobbling like crazy. And as he's inspecting it, Dom, we smell smoke from inside the house. And we're like, oh my God, what's on fire? Something's on fire. So
while he's there,
he kills the power on the breaker, and we go running in down to the basement, and the furnace is on fire.
On fire.
Yeah, there's like smoke billowing out from the furnace, because if you're not familiar on how things work, the AC unit turns on, and then the motor, the blower in your furnace is what blows the cold air throughout your house. Well, there was some sort of power surge from the thumpa, 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 which shot down to the basement and caught the blower motor on fire in the furnace, blew all the fuses down there, blew all the fuses on the furnace, and it's like singed inside. And we started looking at everything and repair costs and the age of everything. And guess who's getting a new furnace and AC? It hurts. Dom, it stings. It's bad. It's real bad. It's real bad, Dom.
I feel your pain. Now, 2 years ago, I voluntarily replaced all of my furnace and AC because they were A, older, coming up on 20 years old.
Yeah.
B, builder grade.
Yeah.
So, you know, because the house was 20 years old, coming up on 20 years old. And I know how pricey that is. So, my friend, I saw before
on
you.
Top of the patio. And then, you know, while we're down there, we're looking at everything. And we're like, you know, the hot water tank is 15 years old or something like that. And we're like,
yep.
And it's sitting right next to the furnace. Mm-hmm. So we go, well, as long as you guys are in here, as long as you're down here, let's go ahead and do that too.
Just, maybe they'll cut you a special deal for all of these things.
They did. I mean, I've been working with the owner of the company, and they did give me a really good deal. Okay. I mean, as good as it, you know,
right,
can expect on three right of the biggest things in your house that go bad.
Right.
You know, but it's just, it's not a good summer, man.
I'm so sorry.
It's cool. It's just one of those things you do kind of have to step back and kind of laugh at. Like, man, it's just one thing after another.
You know,
it's when it rains, it pours type situation.
I was going to try to make you feel better by telling you that, hey, I'm going to have a bad June too in terms of cost. There's a lot of stuff, but I'm not even going to do that because it doesn't compare to a new furnace, AC and water heater
and back patio. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you better hope we get a number one bonus.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but you guys, please keep listening. We're going to try really hard. The shows are going to be great.
You already listen a lot. Listen twice as
please,
much. As
please.
Forget baby needs new shoes. Those are only like $25.
Daddy this needs an AC.
Dad needs $25,000.
All right.
Think how good that new AC is going to feel.
It better
though
be really cold. That's all I got to say.
You better feel like an Eskimo by the time this is done.
True that.